USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Senate voted on Sunday 67-27 to advance a $95 billion aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The bill does not include money for border security, which is why some senators, like Utah Senator Mike Lee, are no fan of the legislation.
Most Democrats want more Ukraine funding. A few Republicans do also, but most Democrats do. Republicans really want a secure border. The idea was that, in theory, we might be able to cobble together enough votes to force border security on an otherwise unwilling administration that, for reasons that we find baffling, doesn't want to secure the border.
Special Counsel Robert Hur concluded last week that no charges should be filed against President Biden for his handling of classified documents. Some Republicans, like Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, have called out Hur for a double standard, saying former President Donald Trump should not face charges either for his classified documents investigation. Washington Democratic Representative Adam Smith joins Fox News Sunday and says there is a clear difference between the two.
President Biden cooperated with the Justice Department from the moment it was discovered. President Trump fought them every step of the way and has said, look, it's declassified if I say it's declassified. These are my documents.
The Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Francisco 49ers 25-22 to win Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas Sunday. Speaking about the win at the trophy ceremony, Kansas City head coach Andy Reid talks about what the win means for his legacy.
Man, I don't know, but I'm going to celebrate it with these people right here, man. Hey, on three, one, two, three, how about those Chiefs?
Kansas City now once again prepping for a victory parade set to take place Wednesday. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
President Joe Biden skipped the annual Super Bowl interview for a second year in a row, but he released a video on X talking about so-called shrinkflation impacting Americans.
The American public is tired of being played for suckers. I'm calling on companies to put a stop to this. Let's make sure businesses do the right thing now.
The National Retail Federation estimated that households spent $86.04 on Super Bowl Sunday, a slight increase from last year's $85.36. We are hearing the first public comments from Britain's King Charles after his cancer diagnosis.
King Charles making his first comments since disclosing he has cancer. In a statement released by the British royal family, King Charles says he would like to express his heartfelt thanks for the many messages of support and good wishes he has received in recent days. Doctors discovering the cancer while he was having a prostate procedure last month. King Charles is 75 years old. I'm Laura Winters.
A new poll finds most Americans feel President Biden is too old to serve in office. The ABC Ipsos poll, taken after a special counsel's report cited Biden's memory lapses, finds 86% believe he's too old for the White House. Former President Trump, the GOP frontrunner, is 77. Overall, the poll found nearly 60% of Americans believe both men are too old for office. For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.